got news coming up in 7 minutes, which means we need to get right to the hotline where we will find Tiger Joyce from the American Tort Reform Association. Tiger's the president over there. We've gotten to know Tiger over the years because Louisiana, year in and year out, finds itself as a judicial hellhole. Tiger, welcome back. How are you, man?
I'm great, Brian. Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
No, glad to have you on here. I will start with the good news. Louisiana has moved down the list a little bit, not too far. We'll get back to that in a second. For those that are unfamiliar with the term, what is a judicial hellhole?
A judicial hellhole is a place where we believe simply that equal justice under law and civil litigation cases, tort cases, personal injury cases, contract cases, are simply not available far too often to defendants. And the purpose of our report is to highlight those problems, put a spotlight on them, and to encourage engagement and consideration of essential reforms. And as you said, Brian, I think correctly, Louisiana's been in the report for quite some time, and we're hopeful that there will be some improvements coming down the road. But problems are quite significant. That's why Louisiana came in at number 7 this year in our report. We had some new additions, so sometimes you look maybe a little bit better, but the reality is not much has really changed our perspective.
I mean, I'll take number 7. You know, we're not in the playoff, but we are in a we are in a New Year's Day game at that point at number 7. Looking around the rest of the list, though, y'all have Georgia at number 1 this year. So give me just like 60 seconds on what makes Georgia the worst.
Well, we highlighted Georgia. This is Georgia's second year at the number 1 spot. And what propelled them to the top last year was after a series of Supreme Court decisions and what we thought were bad policies, there was and some excessive awards for businesses for what we call premises liability. In the case of CVS, the pharmacy company, they were hit with a verdict of over $40 million for something that took place in their parking lot. In fact, it was a murder that took place.
Oh my.
Two people in their car. And that somehow that became the responsibility of CVS. But what really propelled them was an award of over $1.7 billion against Ford in a rollover case involving, sadly, two people died in the rollover. But one of the key points of evidence, which really was compelling from our standpoint, was the gentleman and the lady in the car in the vehicle were not properly using their seatbelt, and probably would have survived had they been using their seatbelt properly, but the jury was not given that information. So when you see cases like that, that's how you get to number 1. That's something to be avoided by all means, certainly.
Louisiana finding itself at number 7. What are our biggest culprits? What do we need to work on?
Well, I think the so-called the litigation involving the coastal cases and your various matters seeking to recover. These have been going on for generations, where your parishes are suing. But these seem to go back and forth for years, simply extracting costs, looking to extract costs from one of the most important industries for your state. We've been seeing constant examples of these sort of high-powered fraud schemes. Previously, it was staged accidents. Now we're seeing involving fraudulent conduct involving roofing and restoration when people's homes need to be restored.
Yeah.
We see also third-party litigation financing, which is one of the key drivers of some of the major litigation in the country. And your current governor, unfortunately, vetoed a very important transparency bill that came up through the legislature on a bipartisan basis. We were disappointed in that, but we're hopeful that will potentially be enacted in the future with the change in the leadership in the state. But these are perpetual problems in the state. They're matters that we hope will be taken up and addressed. And most importantly, a recognition that the excesses of the system, you know, don't just sort of magically appear. They impact all of us. And I think, you know, a study that shows that it's most pronounced in New Orleans, that the excesses of the civil justice system cost each taxpayer or each individual over $3,000. That's just a tax as though the government were imposing on. So we're hopeful that the state will really take up these issues and address these problems.
Well, if I can end it on a positive note there, Tiger, there's a lot of excitement and a lot of anticipation that it will swing that way. You mentioned our current governor. We'll have a new governor sworn in on January 8th. We'll have a new insurance commissioner sworn in on January 8th and a whole new crop of legislators that are just chomping at the bit to get at this. In the meanwhile, Louisiana comes in at number 7 on the ranking for judicial hell holes. He's Tiger Joyce, president of the American Tort Reform Association. I appreciate you hopping on board for a couple minutes.
Thank you so much.